You've selected the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast.
Let's get some of the background behind your story, Josh. Obviously, you used to work here. That is not why you're running the Riverbank Run.
That's correct.
To burn off the stress that's still present. Tell us how this all started. Tell us about your dad. We've obviously spent some time on the show talking about your dad and praying for your family. So.
Right, yeah. On September 25th, my dad passed away of a heart attack. He was out walking. He has a love for running. He's been a part of a lot of different races and runs and things like that just because his love for it. And one of the big ones was the 5th Third Riverbank Run. And so this year, when he passed away in September, we thought, you know, what's one of the things that Dad always did? It was the run. And so I thought, how cool would it be to actually be in his place? So my plan is to literally run in his shoes, be there to carry on the Warren tradition of being in that big run. And so I'm not a runner by trade.
By trade.
or by choice, really, usually. But I know that I need to live a healthier lifestyle, and this is in the right direction of doing that. And again, honoring him and his life and his story. So
your dad, when he would run the Riverbank Run, his connection to Kettle Lake, that had something to do with this as well, right? He was running for a cause usually.
Yeah. So he was the principal at Kettle Lake Elementary in Caledonia. This was his 13th year. Mm-hmm. 12 times before, he ran or he participated in the 5th Third Run to raise money for some special project for the kids, for the school. And so again, similar to him running the race or being a part of it, we wanted to raise funds for the kids, for the school. And so we're actually putting in a track and fitness stations around one of the soccer fields there at the school. And we're coming along with our goal right now, but we are looking to get more donations, and we're going to build that track this summer. And then in the fall, we'll dedicate it to my dad and to the school so the kids have a lasting memory of their principal.
Well, we had a bus driver named Mark. He would call us frequently just to ask for the good morning song for the kids that rode his bus. And many of them, he said they would get on. And it just looked like they had a rough morning. And so, you know, he used WCSG to help kind of brighten their spirits throughout the day. And he called and said, you know, these kids, their principal passed away. And your dad wasn't just an authority figure at the school. For a lot of these kids, they loved him, you know. And so that was a really rough thing for those kids, too. And I appreciate your creativity and the running track. Those kids are going to get so much use out of it. My kids have one at their school, and it's what they do at recess. And what'd you do at recess today? Oh, we did the running course. It's good for them. It's good for their lifestyle and teaching them good habits as they're young. And hopefully, like you said, they can have positive memories of their principal every time they take a lap on that track. So that's very cool.
Yeah. That's the big thing is that, I mean, like I said before, the healthy lifestyle and being able to translate into, you know, gym classes and recess and other ways in which that track and that community as well, not just the school, the kids, but the whole community can come and be a part of that and use the fitness stations as well. And hopefully it'll be a cool way to honor him and his love for exercising, for working out his whole life. Mm-hmm. That's just what he did. He was principal and he worked out.
Right. Literally following in Dad's footsteps, though. It's a really cool story. We're going to put a link to your story on MLive on the Morning Show page. Also want to put a link to more information, how people can be involved.
Our biggest thing is just getting people out to the run. The 5th Third Run is on May 11th. I'm going to run the 25K. My sister's going to run the 25K. My wife and my kids and my mom are going to be walking the 5K. There's events for pretty much anybody. And if you can't run or you can't walk, come out and cheer us on, you know. A support is really what we're doing. So Kettle Lake has events of its own going on. We have some t-shirts that, so you're going to see a lot of purple t-shirts out there on the course in celebration and support of this event for my dad. And again, honoring him. And we just want as many people to come out on May 11th and then to come out to the track for years to come.
Did you ever think you'd be able to do this? Run 15 miles?
No, I didn't think I'd ever be able to do 15 and a half miles. But in my training, I've done it. I've gone from the couch in November to my longest training run has been 15 miles. So another half mile is what I have to do to get the race done, and it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to complete it. It may not be the fastest time. I won't win.
You're not going to win, Josh? Come on.
Hey, with God, all things are possible.
You never know.
With God, all things are possible, but the chances of me winning are very slim. So I'm not a betting man, but I will not put a bet on myself to win this one. But finishing is going to be the key. And so, you know, just being able to cross that line, it's going to be very emotional for our family. Mm-hmm. It'll be a really cool thing. So we're excited. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm pumped to be able to honor him and wear his shoes in his honor and get on the course and just do my best with it. So,
Josh Warren, thank you so much for sharing with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, guys.